SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio,
Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us. We got a lot going on here. We'll do plenty of football in this hour, as me and Joe really have not gotten to get involved yet with any of the games from the past week, weekend, I should say, and now with these four matchups that we have for the divisional round. So we will do that plenty in this hour. We mentioned the Kings and the Suns are about to tip it. Suns minus 4.5, 244.5. That total has gone up a little bit from this afternoon, Joe, as they're about to get cooking there. In the hockey, we need one more goal at the Garden. Rangers lead the Kraken 4-1. Senators lead the Avalanche 4-3. That was a 7. So they've pushed that right now. We need another one for that over. Caps and Ducks not getting it done for you. 1-0 in the third with 13 minutes to go. Blackhawks have an early lead on the Sharks. Islanders and the Jets tied at 1 after the first in Winnipeg. Leafs and the Oilers about to start. Me and Joe are looking for McDavid and Matthews to score in that one. A little star power night out in Edmonton. This Connor McDavid. Yeah.
I need a run right now.
Joe needs a run from several teams in college basketball. Was let down by Indiana tonight. And Kansas State's down 5 at the half. But we'll fix that. They'll take care of business, Joe. Don't you worry. We're going to be okay there. Nothing to worry about whatsoever. But I do want to get into the football, Joe. So let's do that. Because we have not discussed really it at all. Me and you weren't together yesterday, of course, because we had the live game, all the specials on Sports Grid. I was with Pharrell and Gabe for the Bill Steeler game. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two! Joe Lisi, as we are going to get into the football now because we haven't. Now, what were you asking me, Joe? How was what?
How was the experience of the in-game going up mano a mano?
Yeah, it was everything that I thought it would be. It was.
Okay, well, that's good.
Listen, the main thing is the Bills won, so that was what really counted. Thankfully the Steelers built a little bit of a comeback because I was saying to you the other day, I think Pharrell might have got up and left on me and Gabe when it was 21-0, they continued to roll that up a little bit higher, we might have lost. We might have lost Scotty.
For a second. At one point, I saw Scotty with the terrible towel there.
After the Austin touchdown to get it to 7, he had the terrible towel out after that. But all in all, Joe, Bills beat the Steelers. Gutless performance from the Eagles in Tampa on Monday night. And now we're left with 8 teams. These are supposed to be the 8 best teams, right, Joe? This is it.
No, don't start, Carver.
What? Wait a second. Yes. What do you mean, start?
No, the 8 best teams. Yep, you're right.
Well, this is divisional playoff weekend. It's supposed to be the best weekend. This is the last 8 standing. Now, I guess it's a little different this year, Joe, because maybe I don't know if we necessarily have the best 8 teams. We had obviously one giant upset with the Packers beating the Cowboys. The other two were upsets, Joe, but they were under 3, the spreads. It's not like they were 10, you know. Houston beating Cleveland and Tampa beating Philly. They were small spreads. I get they were upsets in our world because of the spread, but they weren't like the Packer-Cowboy game type of upset.
Correct.
Not at all.
No, but But was it really an upset? Think about it.
And knowing the Packer game was. The Packer game was.
Was it knowing how
it was an upset? It was an upset. It's a major upset.
Why is it a major upset?
Because because it was a 7-point spread and the Cowboys were they went 16 in a row at home, Joe. They were steamrolling everybody that came into the building. It was a massive blow. Stop, because you know this, and I know you were on the Packers and you could do the I said it stuff. You didn't think they'd be up 27-0 with 2 minutes left in the first half. You didn't think
at
all.
I think they'd be up 24-3 at half.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, I can't.
That's reasonable. That's reasonable.
I mean, here's the
thing. Even you were surprised by that performance.
How gutless Dallas's offense was, yeah.
It had to surprise you.
It did, but, you know, I still think that part of it was, you know, Green Bay didn't fear them. They went in there like the Buster Douglas moment. They knocked out Mike Tyson. They took the game to Dallas and Dak Prescott. But here's the thing. Like, looking back, and I keep breaking it down, Jordan Love was playing as good as anybody. He's got 23 touchdowns and 3 interceptions since November 12th. I mean, that's as good as anybody. Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes. He's averaging almost 300 yards per game. He's averaging 270 passing yards per game. And sprinkle in Aaron Jones, that over the last 3 weeks had averaged 119 yards on the ground. Are you shocked?
I'm shocked that the game went the way it did. I'm not shocked that they completely won the game. I'm shocked that the game played out the way that it did.
Okay. All right.
I was surprised they won, not shocked. I was shocked at the way that they won.
They smashed him, Carver. They smashed him.
And that was so embarrassing for Dak.
You think it's like kicking somebody in the chops? You think that's what it felt like?
That was a bad scene. And their defense, too. The mighty defense.
Where was Micah Parsons? Good news, Micah. You got a podcast on Monday.
Yeah, again, disappeared.
Another guy with a podcast. Just like Jason Kelce. I know Kelce was a Hall of Famer, but, you know, when you have a gutless effort and you put up 9 points, both him and Micah Parsons, look yourself in the mirror. Why don't you run the podcast? Forget the regular season. Do it after the season when your ass is sitting home.
I think that people are worried, Joe, that because these spreads are so high that these games are all going to suck this weekend. I feel like I've seen that kind of meandered about a little bit. Well, you got these 9.5-point spreads. These Saturday games are going to be blowouts. No shot. Either can win. Blah, 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 blah. You agree to that assessment?
Yes and no. I think the San Francisco-Green Bay game could be the game of the day.
You think they're going to roll on in there and go shot for shot with them?
Shot for shot, blow for blow. And we could get into that a little bit.
Because they ain't going to get a gutless performance out of the Niners like they got from the Cowboys on Sunday. They ain't going to get that 2 weeks in a row. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. Let's do this kind of like just by looking at these matchups. So we already started here with the Packers and the Niners. So this is 9.5, 50.5. Niners get the break. Shanahan said on Tuesday, McCaffrey, full go at practice. So the calf injury that he suffered in that second to last game, didn't play week 18, obviously then a bye. Looks like enough time for him to heal up, and he's going to be good to go. On the Packers side of things, they're coming off a huge win. This is also the biggest total, Joe, of the four games. 50.5 right now for the Niners and the Packers. And, these are two franchises, Joe, that obviously it seems like they found each other a lot in the playoffs. A lot of playoff games over the years between the Packers and the 49ers.
You're right, Carver. You're absolutely right. But I think this is one of the games this weekend that potentially trends to the under. Mm. However, I'm taking the points and I'm taking Green Bay. You got a hot quarterback. You got a hot coach and play caller in Matt LaFleur. I love the game plan that he had. We want the football. We want it. How many coaches say they want it? They lay up. I made this assessment. Oh, we want the ball in the second half. You want to start the ball in the second half when you're down 28-3? Or would you want to kick off up 24-14 heading into the second half? Give me a break. Have some stones. Be aggressive. I like Matt LaFleur. And you know why I even like him even more? Because Big Ben Aaron, right? He couldn't win with these guys. Big Ben Aaron Rodgers, Aaron. Right? Big tough guy, Aaron. I can't win with these guys. Good. Jordan Love can win with these guys. I love it. I said it. 7.5 win total. Over. 10-7. Well, 9-7. Well, now they're 10-7.
You know what? And LaFleur has brought up a lot, Joe, in the last few weeks. How I keep hearing him say, what is it? The vibe is different this year?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really taking, like, a kind of almost like a direct shot at Aaron, right? He's like, the vibe around this team is so much different.
Good. 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 I hope they ram it right, you know where. Big bad Aaron. I got to do my weekly hit. That's all he cares about. Doesn't care about winning. Jets deserve him. The Jets deserve him.
The Jets do deserve him. They're going to run it all back, too. Salah, Hackett, Rodgers.
Hey, that's a tough question. I don't know. I don't know the answer, but if you get back to me in a week, maybe I can answer it for you after I ask everybody in the room. Salah, he's so smart, he's stupid.
I think that Green Bay can absolutely stay in this number, Joe. I'm not going to sit here and do the, you know, they're going to win it. I'm not getting involved in any of that. But they've shown me enough here the last few weeks that their offense is good enough to score some points in this game and hang. I do think this game gets over.
Do you? I'm not willing to get there. I have a couple of props that I love.
Because despite how they played against Dallas, Joe,
yeah,
I still don't think that this Green Bay D is very good. And I'll tell you, and I think a lot of, and no taking credit away from them, they did a great job. I think a lot of it was just the Cowboys being the losers that they are. What happened in that game on Sunday? I think they just, that was a complete loser effort. Like, it almost, like, CeeDee Lamb and Dak, they must have, Joe, how many games did he have this year with like 10 catches, 150 yards?
Oh, like, he had one with 200, didn't he?
He looked like in the first half, they looked like they never played the same game with each other before.
Oh,
and Olsen brought it up like 1,000 times, too, on the broadcast. You know, they look out of sync. They look out of sync. They look out of sync. It was a complete loser effort by them. So the Packer D, tremendous job. Savage had the pick to the house and all that. I think the Niners are going to be able to score on the Packers on Saturday night.
I agree, Carver. I agree.
Oh, so I love it. Get a little over. I might alt it, Joe.
Nah,
alt it up.
I can't
get alt it up. Can't get there.
Can't get there.
The early game on Saturday, we'll have the Texans and the Ravens. So Ravens also off the bye will play at home on Saturday. This is also 9.5. 44.5 is the total here. I was saying to you on Coast to Coast, like, I get the bouquets being thrown at C.J. Stroud. I completely understand it, Joe. But you talk about, you know, somebody basically throwing up all over themselves. I mean, that was Joe Flacco on Saturday, wasn't it? I mean, I get it. This game was 45-14. And Stroud had a good game. He threw 274, three touchdowns. Flacco was, just like I said about the Dallas offense, Flacco was a total loser in that game. So he turned back into a pumpkin.
He did. Well, the guy's 38 years old, Carver. I mean,
I know, but there was a chance that could happen, and it did. I mean, he handed him 14. It was a good, a competitive first half, and then he handed him 14 points at the start of the second half. It was a scrimmage the rest of the way.
So what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Tell me. Talk to me.
I think that if there was one game that I would think maybe could be the blowout potential, I think it's this one.
Okay.
Now, the Ravens have been a little sleepy in these spots, haven't they?
Yes.
2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago when they were the one off the bye, they lost at home to Tennessee. If you remember, Joe.
Yes, I remember.
And just to, you know, Lamar, his playoff record, not very good, Joe.
No, so but here's the thing. Can you get to the Texans winning this game outright?
No. I can't. I can't. Lamar's 1-3 in the playoffs.
So he's got a similar record with Dak. Dak was 1-5, right?
Yeah. He lost obviously that year where he busted out, 2019. They lost to the Chargers. Remember that game, Joe?
Yep. I remember it.
He was bad in that game. And then the following year.
Three quarters, and then he
came. I'm sorry, Joe. 2020 was the year, or this was actually the 2019 season where he won the MVP. They had the bye, played Tennessee in the divisional round, and they lost. Then in the following season, the 20 season, they beat Tennessee in the wild card round, and then they lost to the Bills on that Saturday night game in Orchard Park.
Well, that's where he got hurt, though. Again, Tyler Huntley came in.
Yeah, I mean, he finished the game. He played the.
No, he
played
didn't.
The. I believe that he did, Joe.
No,
I watched
the
game.
Not against the Bills. He didn't play the whole rest of the game.
17-3.
It was Tyler Huntley the whole second half.
Was the final. Yeah. Huntley was 6 of 13. You're right about that, Joe. Now, Lamar did throw that almost 100-yard pick six to Taron Johnson.
That was in the first half, though. Then he got...
Correct. Hurt. There was no scoring, I believe. That was in the third quarter, Joe. I have the box score in front of me.
All right, so then he got hurt in the third?
Yeah.
Early in the third, though.
Either way, 1-3 in the playoffs. So he's got to bust that out, Joe, and I think he's going to try to bust it out with a huge performance here on Saturday against Houston and try to put it to bed very quickly. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. I just feel, Joe, he's heard all about this for years now. And he hasn't played in the last couple of years in the playoffs because of his injuries, etc. I think Lamar's heard enough about this nonsense that he's going to come out with some monster effort here, and he's going to take it out on the...
He takes care of biz.
I do.
I mean, I'm with you, Carver. I'm with you. Let's do it. You didn't have to take much to sell me. So you go. You want to go over? I'm not going to take the Ravens laying the wood, but I'll take...
I would lay the 9.5 before going with the total.
You want to do rushing or passing for Lamar? See, now, their rush defense was great against Cleveland.
It was.
They held them to 2.8 yards.
I think he's going to be able to throw it a little bit here.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be able to throw it.
See, this is the problem, though. The problem that I have is who's he going to throw it to? Every time I load up on Zay Flowers with a cheap number, guy never comes through. Never comes through. So that leaves one other guy, OBJ.
And remember, all these guys you're talking about have been banged up. You know who I like?
Who?
I like this Likely.
This Isaiah Likely.
He's been good, Joe. And I don't think they're going to get Andrews back in there this week. I think it's next week when they try to get in. But, Joe, the numbers are there.
What about the
guy's
bell
got a,
cows?
He's been scoring tutties.
The bell cows.
With Andrews, he is a bell cow. Look at the numbers.
Isaiah Likely. Everybody, you see, this is the problem that I have. Is that everybody, all of these charts and graphs, and everybody thinks that they're a wheel. What's the trend? What's the trend? What's the trend? And everybody thinks they're smart. You're not smart. You just memorize. Okay, no, I can get my 16-year-old daughter to find the trade. Give me the trend in the Raven game. There, she's a wheel. We got to go off the beaten path. Let's
bell
go to
cow,
Motel
Joe.
6. Go to, give me the Motel 6 special.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'll give you one. You ready?
This is the playoffs.
Now, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman, anytime touchdown,
yeah,
plus 390.
Please. You see, this is what I'm talking about with you. You want this guy, he can't catch a cold, Joe, with
perfect.
This guy.
He's the bell cow in the postseason.
That's the way
you
go,
bell cow.
You idiots. Get back in
sell.
The sell, sell,
sell. Sell, sell, sell. Likely, plus two Bills, I'm in. Bang.
I'll tell you who really tickled my fancy. Mm. This John Metchie, big-time player for Houston.
Yeah, this Metchie? What's
this
he been
Metchie,
doing?
Don't, yeah, you laugh. Everybody's going to be looking to the Nico.
One catch for 9 yards last week.
Yeah, there you go. Look to the Metchie.
I'm sorry, that was a rush. 3 catches for 44 yards. My apologies.
Yeah, the Metchie, the Metchie.
Yeah, no thanks.
The Metchie and Bateman. The Metchie and Bateman.
I'll be an unlikely.
You and this likely. This Isaiah Likely.
Hey, why would I go away from guys who have gotten me to the window?
Because it's the postseason. Everybody's going to be on the same thing. Everybody.
Oh, no.
Everybody,
so you're telling me that everybody's going to be on it.
Everybody was on Dak. Where are they now? Crickets. Crickets.
Likely with 5 touchdowns in his last 5 games.
Yeah, and everybody that they scrape off the street to be an analyst for you know, these games is going to give the same thing. Give me something different. Give me something with a little panache, a little zeal. Give me something with a little chimichurri sauce.
So you say all that, and then you throw Beckham at me, or whatever it was that you said before.
No,
Odell Beckham.
I didn't say Beckham. You see, you're putting words in my mouth.
Well, they said Bateman with
not,
too.
I said Bateman. That's different. That's like a little chimichurri sauce.
Bateman's a hack.
I had chimichurri with the little lamb chops this weekend. Did I tell you I had the lamb chops?
You did.
Fantastic. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I'm not in with you.
You want to go to the bell cows. You want to burn money.
Yeah, because I tried the nonsense with you with all the secondary, third guys with
nonsense?
The Eagles.
What nonsense?
And they all came up zeros, all those clowns on Philadelphia. All losers.
Oh, well, listen. It didn't matter who you scraped off the street for Philadelphia. That was a gutless effort. The whole team came
wasn't
in.
For, wasn't for Devonta Smith. That was a bell cow.
Yeah, it was a bell cow. Bell cow.
That was a bell cow.
I see where this is going. The one guy, bell cow.
I'm laying it with Baltimore. So there you go.
You know what? I'm going to take it. You know what? I don't like your attitude. I just don't. I'm going to put my foot down. The buck stops with me.
Good luck.
No more. You're not pushing me around anymore.
Sunday, you get the 6.5 with the Lions and the Bucks. 48.5, the total here. I might be tempted into Tampa, Joe, but...
All right, you take Tampa. I'm in on the over. I think there's no shot. No shot this game goes under. No shot.
Now, what was the crypto, no doubt about it, no shot over last week that you picked?
The Billy Club was your team.
Yeah, and by the way, I got, you know, at least with my pick, yeah. I got.
What? They covered.
I just want to. No. Stop. This is about the picks. We obviously picked that game thinking that they were going to play Sunday with, 6 feet of snow outside. They end up playing. I would have never took under 33.5 knowing that condition. So me, like a lot of other people, I got screwed in the picks. A lot of other people got screwed with all the bets that they made on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday last week.
No, because they voided all the bets.
No, they did not. Depends. No, not everybody
some
voided any
did.
Bets, Joe.
Some books
no.
did. Some
one,
books
one
did.
Or two, Joe. The ones that are nationwide did not. Okay, yeah, if the, any game that's played within 6 days of a reschedule still counts, so.
Yeah, well, you know, you should have had some foresight on that one.
Well, either way, I got saddled with that under 33.5, which I never would have took with it being moved the next day.
What did I do last week in the picks?
3-3.
What did you do?
3-3.
We're even.
No blood.
No blood.
On to this weekend.
First round draw.
That's it.
First round draw. All right.
Oh, I know what it was. You said the over in Kansas City, Miami was a no doubt about it. Sizzle, everything. Yeah, that was the one. I was trying to think which over you liked this past weekend.
I got smashed with it.
That was gutless from Miami, too, in that game.
I mean, come on. There's another team. I tell you, if you have a dumpster fire, right, you throw Miami, you throw McDaniel, Sirianni, the Eagles in there, and throw in McCarthy and Dallas, and just burn them. That's it. Totally. Like any type of memorabilia.
What do you want to do? You want to chop the nerd?
I don't think the nerd is good in any capacity. The nerd is exactly what he is. He's exactly, his team takes on his personality. They could push around people that are shorter than them, weaker than them, and under 500. But give them a team, a big guy, and get in his face a little bit and muscle him and give him a little body English, he crashes like Glass Joe. And that's the Miami Dolphins. I've been a Dolphin fan since 1977. I know. Glass house.
You said it.
I said it. You want to? The Dolphins and the whole organization want to turn it around? I'll turn it around. I'll fix it. I'll take care of everything. How are we going to make some money this weekend? How are we going to do it?
Well, I'm with you on this over with the Lions and the Bucks.
No, I think this game, it's not an over, Carver.
Oh, you like
it's
the under?
No, Carver. I know you haven't done the pro football today with me. It's not an over.
I haven't gotten to see it. Go ahead.
All right, we have some catchphrase. It's a party over. Pate! It's a party over, man! What do you want to do? Drink some beers. Let's party. It's a party over. Huh? Let's just chill. Let's eat. Let's have some drinks. Let's party. 55 or more. 55 or more. That's where I'm. That's the Lisi line.
Alt it to 60.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Depends on how hot you get me.
Oh, I'm on the over too, so that's it. And I've got the week to think about it, but I'm leaning Bucks right now, but I'll probably get turned off of that. We'll see. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio. Sirius XM 159. So, the only game we haven't talked about yet, Joe, is clearly, I think, the game of the weekend. Most anticipated game of the weekend. It's the lowest spread of the weekend. It's the third time in 4 years these two teams are playing each other in the playoffs. There's a lot of recent history. There's a lot of storylines. And I think it's going to be a hell of a game. And that is Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. For the first time, Joe, in Mahomes' career, hitting the road in an NFL playoff game, he has played 15 career playoff games. 15. All of them have either been at Arrowhead or at a Super Bowl. Wow. Has never had to play a true road game, and he will do that this Sunday in Orchard Park against the Bills, who, you know, their fans and their players and their staff and everybody, they've been waiting years to finally get these guys in their place in January. And now they get it, Joe. I mean, this is as heavy hitter matchup as it gets.
I can't wait, Carver. This is it, baby. I will say this. The problem with the Chiefs is that their offense has been inconsistent. At home, they were 5-4. They lost four games by a total margin of defeat of 3.5 points per game, including the game against your Josh Allen in Buffalo, 20-17. I don't think they're going to be able to run it for .147 and 4.5 yards per carry the way they did against Miami. Do you? I don't. So, which means who's going to step up for Kansas City? Is it going to be Rasheed Rice? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think if you're Buffalo, you take him away. You look to somebody else has to beat you in that game. Maybe it's Kelce, but look, the other factor as well is that Kansas City has struggled with physical teams as well. And teams can run the football on them. Josh Jacobs in Las Vegas did it when they went on the road. They were up 14-0. Miami's rushing attack isn't built like Buffalo. They're not physical enough. Buffalo's going to run downhill on them. And then Allen's going to take over through the air. I think they win this ballgame.
I want them to win. That's for sure.
Yeah, but...
Look, man, and you got to understand something. We're at heavy emotion time for me now when it comes to them. And do I think that they can beat them? Absolutely. Am I going to be thinking it's not going to happen until it actually does? Yeah. That's kind of how you get trained to be a fan of this franchise, you know, especially over the last few years. I think it's massive. I think them having the game there, Joe, could be the thing that swings it.
All right, let's
for
hope.
Once.
If it's not, then it's going to be devastating.
And his total's been dropping. They don't beat him this year, Joe. They're never beating him.
True.
You got him at home. They're not as good as they've been the last few years, especially obviously offensively. I think defensively they're maybe better than they've been the last few years. Offensively, they are nowhere near as good as they've been the last few years. Now, the Bills also have a mash unit on D right now with the amount of injuries that they have, which also makes it funny to me, Joe, that they're still -2.5. Because, I mean, they're going to be missing several guys here, potentially, in this game. And I don't know who's covering these guys in the Chiefs, Rice and Kelce. And it's going to be tough.
So what do you think is going to happen? What do you feel about the game?
I think the Bills win the type of game like we saw earlier this year in Arrowhead.
I agree.
It's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think this thing's already gone down from 46.5 to 45.5. I think it's a blue-collar game, Joe. With maybe, who's got the ball last being the key. But not in kind of a shootout type of way, you know what I mean?
Right.
I hope they win it, Joe. It would be great if they actually finally beat these guys. And I think everybody's kind of turned a little bit on the Chiefs this year. I think that the Mahomes whining and the Reed whining after the Bill game really turned people off. I think there's been a lot of complaining. I think that people want to see them go on the road for the first time here and take it on the chin.
All right.
I think, just everything about them this year, it seems like they've kind of added. Like, there really hasn't been any, like, negative results. I think everybody, there's obviously when you lose to them, people have been on the Mahomes gets every call, et cetera, stuff. But I think people really want to see them lose this year.
Maybe that's it. You think they're the villains now.
Well, I think when you win enough like they have, I think you become that. You know? When you go to three Super Bowls and you win two of them,
it's how
people are
going to
people are going to get, and that doesn't help either. So, I think it gets to people after a while, you know. So, it's going to be a hell of a game, Joe. I'm pumped for it. I would hope that the Bills can get a few guys back. It sounds like Rasul Douglas is going to be able to go, which is massive. Taron Johnson's in the concussion protocol, which if they have Johnson and Douglas, I think they'd be okay. But one or both of those guys out is going to be a massive, massive loss for them.
So would you take the over then?
Yeah, I don't know. Because for some reason, Joe, this is what's weird about it. For some reason, they just keep losing guys the last few weeks, and they still have played well on D. For whatever reason.
I mean, I'd rather play that from an in-game perspective. And,
right.
And, you know. And see how the total plays. I like Buffalo, but I like some options there. I like some you know. I like some players in you know. I like Mecole Hardman. I like.
Right.
I think James Cook will maybe have some plays in the passing attack.
Right.
So. That's what I'm.
Yeah, he did. He did in that Kansas City game, right, Joe? He had that one long catch. At the game at Arrowhead, which got the Bills going that day. So maybe a little bit of him out of the backfield, as you say, will go. So we're going to have all week, clearly, to discuss this one. But that is the one that I absolutely have circled and ready to go for this week. All right, Joe, so there you go. There's the four games. Ray Rock for the Super Bowl. The Niners are still favored, +175. Ravens +270. Bills +490. Chiefs 7-1. Lions 9-1. And then 30, 33, and 33 for Packers, Bucks, Texans. For the big board.
So what do you? I like the. I told you. Yeah. I don't know, Corver. I like the over. I told you what I like. I like the over. In Detroit and Tampa. And I think everything else could be an under.
What is this? Oh, they have field goal specials for you this week, Joe. They're starting to slowly put the specials up. 60-yard field goal, 12-1. I hate the field goal specials. I don't want to see people kicking field goals. I want touchdowns, Joe. I want touchdowns. That's what I'm looking for.
You want touchdown? So the
yeah, I don't want to root for field goal nonsense. I'm not rooting for field goals. What is this? Look, they got some weird stuff up here, Joe. Playoff specials to happen in every playoff round, including the Super Bowl. These are weird. Niners to score a rushing touchdown in every game. Chiefs to score a field goal in every playoff round. They're trying to put. They throw like thousands of markets at you now, Joe.
I know thousands of markets in regards.
It makes your head spin.
Yep. So what are we gonna do, Carver?
Mahomes and Allen to combine for 100 rushing yards +250.
Field goal market. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not either. I know. I'm not either. Oh, the tight end specials. You like the tight end ones, though.
Right. Why are you laughing with the tight end special?
I hit Kate Otten pretty good on Monday night in that Buck game.
Kate Otten.
You had a big night.
Come on.
Big night. Almost got him to 100. He was right there.
What a has-been.
Got him at 50, got him at 70. So... All right, Joe. Ready to go now for this week. We're pumped.
What are we going to do?
NBA tomorrow on Wednesday night. You ready?
All right. Yep.
Here's what I got for you. Timberwolves are in Detroit, 12-point road favorites, 221 the total. Bucks minus 4.5 in Cleveland.
Okay.
The Rockets are at the Garden against the Knicks. Knicks minus 4.5, 218.5 the total there. Hawks minus 3 against Orlando. Orlando beat the Knicks the other day, right, Joe?
Yeah.
That was on Monday afternoon at the Garden. They beat him. Hornets getting 12.5 in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Mavs and the Lakers in L.A. Lakers minus 2.5. 239.5 total. And the Jazz minus 5 against the Warriors. Jazz have been smoking hot, Joe. I think they've won 9 out of 10.
The Jazz game. Here's what I want to take.
243.
Yeah, and is Donovan going to play in that Buck game?
Is he going to play in the Buck game?
Yep.
I think he should be.
Well, then I want to take Donovan. Give me Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan. All right, we're in on Mitchell then.
All right, good.
I'm going to take the Jazz, Joe.
Are you?
Yeah. They've been hot, man. The Warriors suck now. Warriors are just, they are so bad.
Steph is
awful. Kind of like the Lakers, too. Get in on the Lakers, Joe.
What do you want to do with the Lakers? What do you want to do?
-2.5.
Every time I take the Lakers, they let me down. They let me down, Carver.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah. All right, Joe. Before we get out of here, let me give you some college basketball for Wednesday as well. Mississippi State at Kentucky. Kentucky minus the 5.5 right now. FSU and Miami getting together. Hurricanes laying 7.5. Number one UConn, game of the night. Number one UConn laying 5.5 at home to number 18 Creighton. That's a hell of a game on Wednesday night,
Joe. I already have the play.
Ooh, all right. What do you got?
Kentucky always hammers Miss State in basketball. They hammer them. All right? And Miami will cover the 7.5 against FSU.
Okay. Virginia and Vautech getting together.
Or catching.
Miami's laying 7.5. Florida State sucks this year.
Oh, then
Miami's
laying Florida State catching. No, Miami. I thought Miami was catching. So give me.
Yeah.
I want. Hang on.
You better hurry. You're running out of time.
I want the points with FSU, and I'm going to lay it with Kentucky parlay.
Okay. North Carolina laying 21.5 to Louisville. Houston laying 11.5 at home to Texas Tech. Late night, USC is at Arizona. Arizona's laying 17.5. So you got a lot of college basketball too, Joe. We'll discuss those a little bit more on Coast to Coast. Joe, great job as always. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid. We can dance if we want.